submersibles can find this sub? Is there any way to retrieve it and save the people on board?
Yeah, so right now, all of our efforts are focused on finding the sub. What I will tell you is we have a group of our nation's best experts in the Unified Command, and if we get to that point, those experts will be looking at what the next course of action is.
That the update from Coast Guard Captain Jamie Frederick as the search so far unsuccessful, and now the less than 40 hours of breathable oxygen on board the mini tourist sub that went missing on its descent to the Titanic. Crews say that they've been searching an area about the size of Connecticut so far. They also could not say how the rescue operation would go if they did find the sub at the bottom of the ocean floor. Our top story today here on Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Hour number three, just an absolutely fascinating story. And I mentioned in the 4 o'clock hour, I came across on Twitter, journalist by the name of David Pogue. And he is important in this because he has actually been on the OceanGate expedition, the same company that had this out into the Titanic, and he says that the submersible that he was on actually lost power for about 7 hours. And he says that the submersible has actually 7 different ways to rise to the surface. He's got multiple redundant ballast to air bladder systems, even in the loss of power. And what David says is that there are really only 2 possibilities. Either the submersible got entangled in a ghost net, a.k.a. abandoned fishing net, miles long, or there was a leak. Both obviously very, very serious situations. But right now, the search efforts have come up empty. And the question was asked, you know, hey, even if you find them, how do you get them up? And just an answer that A, they don't know the answer to, or B, it really just depends, or, you know, they're at least not saying it publicly, but obviously a lot depends on what condition the submersible is if they were to find it. But earlier this afternoon, as of about 1 o'clock this afternoon, it was about 37, 38 hours of breathable oxygen left. And so now we're down to the mid-30s on that. And really, there's not much you can do at night. Just a bizarre, tragic situation here in what's been going on.
Yesterday when we were covering the story, I don't know if it's because, you know, when it first came out as submarine, but I didn't realize how small it is.
I think it's, 25 feet, I believe. And just enough space for 5 people. There was a 3 people that were paid to be on there, that had paid to be on there, rather, $250,000 a seat. The name escapes me. I know we brought it up yesterday, an English billionaire, I believe, that's Hamish something, I think. And then also a father and son duo that poorly very rich. I mean, obviously, you got to be rich to go on this thing. But, 3 people, also 1 person who just given his expertise on the Titanic, I believe they called him Mr. Titanic. I believe he's a Frenchman that led or was involved in the expedition to when the Titanic was discovered back in 1985, was on this as well. So, just a race against time to see what, if anything, they can find and if a rescue operation would even be plausible, no matter how much time of oxygen is left. Just a very tragic, fascinating story. Hunter Biden reaching a plea deal with the feds today. According to the agreement, he'll plead guilty to a pair of misdemeanor tax charges and the felony charge against him for possessing a firearm while being a user of illegal drugs would be dropped if he completes 2 years of probation. And some positive news in Pennsylvania. The governor says traffic will begin flowing along I-95 again this weekend. Those are your top 3 stories. A look at the local roads and weather now. Gracie?
Well, our roads are looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90. And if you do see anything else on the road, just feel free to give a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. So good news with the weather. It's the first day in over a week that it's not raining in the afternoon. So we are looking good weather-wise. It's 85, partly cloudy throughout Pensacola, low of 73 for this evening. It's 76 in Pensacola, it's 86 in Milton, 85 in Pensacola and 84 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together. Also, bands on the beach starting in about 45 minutes. It's supposed to be beautiful on Pensacola Beach.
Awesome. Santa Rosa County deputies say they have identified a suspect, but they're still working to locate them following a deadly shooting yesterday on Wallace Lake Road in Pace. 24-year-old Joseph Lieb was shot and killed while he was driving away in his car and then crashed into some nearby woods. This happened at around 6:30 yesterday evening. National Weather Service says survey crews found a broad area of 65 to 75 mile per hour winds on Thursday night, starting in southwest Pensacola, tracking out to Pensacola Beach.
In that, those winds was rated an EF2 tornado. Had a path length of just under 9 miles with a maximum width track of about 450 yards.
And that tornado started at around 8:35 at West Gregory and Citrus Streets and ended at around 9:08 on Villa Sabine on Pensacola Beach. Also, Gulf Islands National Seashore providing an update today saying the Fort Pickens area will be reopened tomorrow for day use starting at 11 a.m. Also, campground loops A, B, and D are set to reopen Thursday at 2 p.m. Pensacola Police unveiling their newest officers. Four officers, one named Bear, Bo, Sino, and Jax. And they've been on duty for about a month already.
These dogs are an invaluable tool to public safety. They are able to not just find suspects and find drugs and those kind of things, but they go a long way into protecting our police officers.
That's Deputy Chief Kevin Chrisman, who says the four newest canine officers are funded through donations made by the Bear Family Foundation, Hanto and Clark, and Pensacola Finest Foundation. Bear and Jax are Belgian Malinois. Sino is a German Shepherd, and Bo is a Belgian Shepherd. And by the way, canine Jax is actually the son of canine Giannis, who died in March after retiring back in 2019. A look at our state headlines now. Positive news regarding Tropical Storm Brett from the National Hurricane Center today.
Yesterday, the conditions looked as though the system could strengthen more, and that has changed today, where the atmospheric conditions just don't seem quite as favorable for that.
So looking at the latest cone of uncertainty from the National Hurricane Center, they have removed any potential, at least for now, of Brett strengthening into a hurricane at any point. And also the track has now moved southwestward. Yesterday, we told you that it was tracking towards the Dominican Republic. Well, now it looks like it'll kind of just continue a westward path before, you know, kind of fizzles out here, but may make landfall with heavy rain in Central America in the area of Nicaragua, Honduras, and Belize. So that's the latest there, but does not look like it's going to pose a threat to the U.S. mainland. So that's good news.
Also, former President Trump is scheduled to stand trial in August in Fort Pierce for his alleged mishandling of classified documents. Federal Judge Aline Cannon ordered the jury trial to begin on August 14th. The White House correspondent John Decker believes that it's likely going to get pushed back as the Trump team is expected to request for a delay. Trump is accused of storing classified documents in his Mar-a-Lago home and refusing to turn them over when requested.
Also, Manatee and Sarasota counties are on alert for mosquito-borne illness. The state health department says that two people in the same general area have come down with malaria since May. One has recovered while the other is still being treated. 6:20 right now. We'll take a break, come back with a look at our national headlines here on a Tuesday. Weather looks absolutely great. We'll hope and pray that it stays that way for bands on the beach in a little bit. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
The cost of health care is all in the news. Tune in Thursday morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take the stress and cost out of health care. That's Thursday morning at 10 as ProHealth is the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one nerve care company. Nervive tablets contain alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, plus B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at nervivehealth.com. And try Nervive Pain Relieving Cream to block nerve pain signals at the source. Use as directed.
Hey Pensacola, it's Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing. We've been Pensacola's plumber for over 50 years. From leaking faucets to replacing sewer lines, we get the job done. My dad, Louis Barbieri, started this company over 50 years ago with a vision of providing the best service with honesty and integrity for our community. He also started our flat rate pricing system, where you know exactly what the job will cost before the work is done, so there are no surprises. Last year, we were voted Best Plumbing Company in Pensacola's Best of the Bay. Voting has begun in this year's Best of the Bay, and we would appreciate your vote again. We know you don't always need a plumber, but when you do, call Barbieri Plumbing, 850-477-8782. That's 850-477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Remember, Barbieri Plumbing.
License number RF1106-7749.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Enjoy a family-friendly and free outdoor movie this weekend. Bring your blankets and lawn chairs to Community Maritime Park Friday night for Movies in the Park. Pre-show activities begin at 6 with the movie Black Panther at sunset. See cityofpensacola.com for more info. Or bring your blankets and beach chairs to the Gulfside Pavilion Friday night for Cinemas in the Sand, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Finding Nemo begins at sunset. Submit your nonprofit event at newsradio923.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola. Online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Joe and Gracie on Pensacola right now. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather before we get to our national headlines. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, and 98 also looking good in both Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you're leaving Navarre Beach, though, you are going to see slow-moving traffic on the Navarre Beach Causeway. If you see anything else on the roads, always feel free to give a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And for weather, we are going to get an update from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR.
Going through the middle of the work week, unfortunately, high rain chances are set to continue. It's about 70 to 80% chances every single day. So that means keep the umbrella around. Some good news, it looks like the severe weather risk has dialed back quite a bit few isolated strong storms are possible, but we're not expecting wide severe weather for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. High temperatures will be below normal, mid to upper 80s. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. It's 84 and partly cloudy in Pensacola, 84 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
So continuing on here with a look at our national headlines today, growing concern that China is getting cozy with Mexico and that it could lead to some security concerns here moving forward.
They're starting to do some things in Mexico under the guise of education, and that concerns me because some of those activities are right by the border.
That's Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar, who says he's concerned about listening stations in Mexico that could capture sensitive communications here in the states.
Also, yesterday was a very deadly day in the Big Apple. Four people died, including a 16-year-old boy, following a string of shootings across New York City. Police say that at least six others were wounded, and bloodshed was a record was recorded in every borough except Queens.
The White House is set to hold a series of events this week marking the one-year anniversary of the reversal of Roe v. Wade. First Lady Jill Biden is holding a roundtable today with women who say they have been denied medical care since the Supreme Court overturned the abortion case. President Biden is expected to deliver remarks later this week.
And in Milwaukee, at least six people were shot following a Juneteenth celebration. Police say that it may have happened following a fight between multiple females. There were four female victims and two male victims, and all between the ages of 14 to 19. There were no fatalities.
A new poll shows support for former President Trump has fallen slightly following his indictment. The poll by CNN, though, does show Trump still leads the GOP presidential primary field. 47% of Republicans and Republican-leaning independents say they still support him, down from 53%. And in second place is Governor DeSantis with 26% support.
And at NATO's Security General says that Ukraine won't receive a formal invitation to join the alliance in its summit in Lithuania next month. Jens Stoltenberg says that NATO hasn't discussed the issue of Ukraine's membership, but he does say that they're working on it.
Top three stories again. The Coast Guard estimating a little less than 40 hours left of breathable oxygen on board the mini tourist submersible that's been missing on its descent to the Titanic.
On Sunday morning, when the sub went into the water, it had 4 days of air on board. 2 days have since passed.
And that's NBC News reporter John Costello there. Captain Jamie Frederick with the Coast Guard gave this update today.
There's about 40 hours of breathable air left based on that initial report. Again, that was just the initial report based on 96 hours from when the vessel... Captain.
And Frederick could not say how the rescue operation would go if they did find the sub at the bottom of the ocean floor. Also, President Joe Biden had this to say regarding his son, Hunter.
I'm very proud of my son.
That is all he had to say as reporters were shouting questions at him ahead of a meeting in San Francisco focused on AI. This after Hunter Biden reached a plea deal with the feds today. And in Pennsylvania, Governor Josh Shapiro says that traffic will begin flowing along I-95 this weekend.
Everyone has worked around the clock to get this done, and we have completed each phase of this project safely and way ahead of schedule.
So that's good news there in the state of Pennsylvania. Good news here locally is that we are looking like it's going to be a nice night for once. Perfect sunshiny skies outside. That's the good news. Also, the National Hurricane Center's latest advisory on Tropical Storm Brett says that it will remain a tropical storm as a lot of wind shear is going to beat down on Brett as it continues a westward track across the Atlantic. Looks like heading towards Central America, and it will not intensify, at least according to the National Hurricane Center's 4 o'clock update, that it will at any point in time become a hurricane. 6:30 now, Fox News update is coming up. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now here on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Biden today commenting on a plea deal that his son Hunter reached with the Justice Department over tax and gun charges.
I'm very proud of my son.
Federal prosecutors charged Hunter Biden with failing to pay income taxes and possessing a handgun despite being a drug user. That plea deal will likely mean the president's son will not face any jail time. The search continues in the Atlantic for the missing submersible Titan that disappeared Sunday while diving on the wreckage of the Titanic with five people aboard.
Air searches and sonar buoys have given no signs of Titan. More search equipment is being staged that can go thousands of feet down to find the vessel.
Fox's Gernal Scott. A riot at a women's prison northwest of the Honduran capital has killed at least 41 women. Most of them were burned to death. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. If you're planning on a job change in the next 12 months, you're not alone. PricewaterhouseCoopers says a quarter of workers surveyed expect to make a change, up from 19% a year ago. Meanwhile, 42% of employees surveyed are planning to demand pay hikes to cope with the higher cost of living, up from 35% last year. How rough is it for some? Well, 46% of respondents said either that their households were struggling to pay bills every month or that they could not pay bills most of the time. After a recent solid rally, stocks finished in the red for a second straight session. The S&P 500 shed 20 points today. The Dow Industrial slid 245. The Nasdaq Composite lost 22. Looking for a family movie experience at an affordable price? Well, beginning tomorrow, Cinemark's Summer Movie Clubhouse program is back. You can see select movies for $1.50 every Wednesday morning at nearly 200 Cinemark locations in 35 states starting tomorrow. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Angie. It's easier than ever to get home projects done well. Get started at Angie.com. NBA players are defined by how many rings they win, which puts Damian Lillard in a tough spot in Portland. They have the number 3 pick in Thursday's draft, but he's 32. This is legacy time. Make like an NBA star and get yourself to a contender, because it's now or never for Damian Lillard's chance to win an NBA title. I'm Andrew Perloff.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Have it all with the Disney Bundle. Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. Watch Avatar The Way of Water and Secret Invasion streaming soon on Disney Plus.
One last fight.
On Hulu, check out The Kardashians and White Men Can't Jump.
You ready?
All right.
Then, catch the NHL, UFC, and MLB on ESPN Plus. The Disney Bundle, starting at just $9.99 a month. All of these and more, now streaming. Plans with ESPN Plus starting at $12.99 a month. Blackouts and restrictions apply. 18 plus only. Access content from each service separately. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
When was the last time you experienced something new? Really new? Like driving an electric vehicle that will change how you think about EVs. Test drive the 2023 Volkswagen ID.4 EV at Beadmore Imports and see the smooth, aerodynamic design that is so modern and sleek, you'll think you've driven into the future. And the quiet and powerful ride it delivers needs to be experienced to be believed. So stop by Beadmore Imports to experience something new, like never before. And Beadmore Imports fills out their lineup of SUVs and crossovers with the 2023 Taos S, now from $24,999, the Tiguan S from $27,999, and the VW Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology from $39,999. And with finance rates as low as 1.9% available on the Tiguan and Taos, there's something new for every driver at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beadmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI.
What does it mean to have peace of mind? It doesn't just happen. It's by design. PGT Custom windows and doors are designed to stand up against some of the strongest weather conditions, guard against intruders, and reduce outside noise, adding value to your home. All you have to do is close it, lock it, and forget about it, giving you peace of mind. That's the freedom of PGT.
Red Tail Live presents a multimedia experience that's out of this world.
Laser Invasion.
Suit up for a fantastical journey through the multimedia cosmos of our imagination. Powered by a full battery of high-tech lasers, state-of-the-art lighting, out-of-this-world video, and concert-quality sound. Laser Invasion. Featuring the music of David Bowie, Queen, The Police, Portishead, Soundgarden, and more.
Coming to the Sanger Theater on June 22nd. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a great Tuesday afternoon, and I'm going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before Joe gives us the rundown of what's going on in the world of sports. We're looking good on our roads. I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays. Pine Forest and in 90, nothing to slow you down. We do have some slowdowns on Highway 29. This is going to be near West Detroit Boulevard. It looks like we have slowdowns in the southbound direction due to an accident. I don't have a lot of details on it, but it looks like it's backing up to West Hannah Street. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111 with the details. And for weather, we're looking great this afternoon, which is more than we could say every single day of last week. Partly cloudy skies, with a low of 73 for this evening. It's 84 right now in Pensacola, 83 in Gulf Breeze, and 85 in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. So taking a look at the world of sports tonight, a busy big night in the world of college baseball, the College World Series in Omaha. Two elimination games. One has already taken place. TCU beating Oral Roberts 6-1 today, and LSU beating SEC rival Tennessee 1-0 right now. That game in the bottom of the second. So if I have this right, it's a double elimination tournament. So with TCU's win over Oral Roberts, they now advance to play Florida. And then should LSU, well, really the winner of LSU and Tennessee will advance to play Wake Forest. Wake Forest beat LSU last night. Double elimination tournament. So if, you know, it's 1-0 LSU right now. So if LSU wins, they would then play Wake Forest and would have to beat them twice to advance to the championship game, so, or championship round. I'm not sure if it's a best of three in the final or not. I'm pretty sure it is. The softball is, so I'm not sure why the baseball wouldn't be. But anyway, there's the latest there. So elimination game, though, whoever loses this game is going home. That I can definitely say with confidence. Looking at Major League Baseball action right now, top of the fourth inning in Philadelphia, the Phillies and the Braves are scoreless. Baltimore up big on the Rays, 6-0. That one in the bottom of the third inning. And Toronto and Miami are scoreless in the top of the fifth inning. Other scores, the Yankees and the Mariners. Yankees leading that one 3-0. And the Cubs beating the Pirates 1-0 right now. In the NFL, future Hall of Famer J.J. Watt could make the jump to the booth next season. He has several offers to become a part-time TV analyst, with CBS viewed as the favorite, NBC and NFL Network also interested. And maybe two of the biggest free, or the two biggest free agents could be a package deal. Dalvin Cook hinting at that possibility, saying it would be epic if he and DeAndre Hopkins signed for the same team. He says the two haven't spoken about it yet, but that he would reach out to him. Pretty interesting. 640 now. Health, business, and science notes. I submit to you, Gracie, that this leads to more questions rather than answers, but you are taking the victory lap today. NASA is now on the record saying a UFO did not crash land in northwest Las Vegas. Instead, officials say the bright green light that shot across the sky was a meteor. Footage of the meteor was caught on a police officer's body camera and also sound of it on a lot of Ring cameras as well. Short time later, a man called 911 to report two large non-humans were in his backyard. Metro police closed their investigation and are calling the reported encounter unfounded.
Well, like I said last week or the week before, whenever it was, unless the aliens are in my backyard, I'm probably not going to believe it.
I agree. I mean, fair enough. I get that. But yeah, I mean, I look, it's unfounded.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Yes, that is true.
The meteor could have been a diversion.
Yes. Or the aliens came with the meteor.
They came on the meteor.
Probably. Yeah.
So.
Well, we will have to see about the UFO. Also, research shows that morning people tend to live longer than night owls. But a new report suggests that maybe that may have to do with less sleep and more to do with what happens when you're awake. The researchers analyzed data from more than 20,000 people who took a survey in 1981 about their sleep habits. That is according to the study published last week. They discovered that the mortality risk in night owls is not because of the lack of sleep, but mainly tied to smoking and alcohol, what they do when they stay up late. Deaths from alcohol-related disease and poisoning have seen more often in the evening-type group.
Spotify is apparently preparing to launch a pricier subscription tier, according to Bloomberg, which said the new offering will be launched in international markets before the U.S. The new Supremium tier, as it's being called internally, will offer CD quality music. What quality is the music now?
I don't know. So I don't understand how much more they would pay for the CD quality music.
It's also planning to offer increased access to audiobooks to subscribers of its current premium tier. An individual premium subscription currently costs about $10 a month. You do subscribe to Spotify.
Tell me, because I
just keep everything in house and as simple as I possibly can. So, I mean, I have Apple Music.
Yeah.
I've heard people say that Spotify is a lot better. Is that just because there's much more of an offering of music available on Spotify? Or is it, I mean, what is the draw to Spotify that I cannot get on Apple Music and podcasts?
I do use Spotify, but I'm not one of those people that's like, Spotify so much better, blah, blah, blah. Like, I had Apple Music for the longest time, and I got Spotify because I can use it on this computer at work sometimes.
Okay.
And I had to get rid of one, so I got rid of Apple Music just because. So I don't really know. I'm also not the kind of person that's like, I don't know. I know some people are like, vinyl music so much better. You can really hear the music.
Uh-huh.
It's like, sounds the same.
You don't have a trained ear to the quality difference.
No, not really. So I don't really know how much better it's going to be. I would think that for a different rate, they're going to need a little bit more than CD quality music, I would think. But
I would agree.
I don't know. So we'll have to see with that. Also, in other business news, home construction is surging. It's climbing nearly 22% from April to May this year. And the Census Bureau said that home building went far beyond what was expected, which was actually 0.1% a decline. That could be due to the housing inventory that's existing and the market sparking the interest in new houses.
Also, the first AI radio host hit the airwaves in Oregon last week. Her name is AI Ashley, based on a real host named Ashley Z. Elzinga. It's not replacing her, and she's still getting paid the same. The station says she's just sharing her hosting duties, doing a hybrid situation where the real Ashley hosts some of the segments and AI Ashley hosts others. Apparently, this sounds pretty much identical. AI Ashley, when AI is on, the real Ashley Z is doing things like community outreach, managing social media, and handling, quote, other elements of the job.
So how do we request AI, Joe and Gracie?
I think we need to look into that.
Oh, goodness. Well, it seems like that's just a dream job. I mean, you get to do your job with the same amount of pay, and you don't have to do it as much work.
How would we pitch that to the bosses? So here's the idea.
I don't think
from four to five, for the 4 o'clock hour, real Joe and Gracie will do the show, and then in the 5 and 6 o'clock hours, we will be painstakingly, meticulously engaging our clients and fans on all of our social media platforms and seeking to further drive the brand that is News Radio 92.3. We will do that while our AI versions are handling the on-air responsibilities.
Yeah, I think they'll love it. I think.
Let's do it. Let's try it.
Yeah, it'll be great. And pay us the same.
Yes. Also, yes.
Yes.
That is important.
Going to get a quick look at traffic and roads before we get back to some more pop culture and business news. We do still have some slowdowns on 29. Got a text in. This is due to an accident. It's right off of West Detroit Boulevard. We do have crews on scene getting cleared up, but you are going to see some slowdowns. If you're moving southbound on 29, you'll start seeing some delays right near Hannah Street. So just keep that in mind. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. And for weather, we're looking great this Tuesday afternoon. Nothing in the News Radio Threat Net radar. It's a low of 73 right now, 84 right now, or excuse me, a low of 73 for tonight. Right now, it is 84 in Pensacola, 85 in Milton, and 85 in Gulf Breeze with partly cloudy skies. I'm Gracie on News Radio 93 with your traffic and weather together.
A self-proclaimed ticket-buying expert says the key to getting good seats at the hottest concerts is to treat it like it's a military operation. Maybe this would have come in handy with Matt Rife coming to Pensacola. Maybe if Taylor Swift ever announces a stop at the Pensacola Bay Center, this would come in handy. So this expert says you should make it a team effort with as many people as possible trying to buy, but don't all be on the same Wi-Fi as it slows down or gets overloaded. Nobody will get seats. Tablets might be better than computers. And know the venue and the seats that you want. Be familiar with the site and have the specific section in mind. You might only have seconds, so do not go in cold. Your reaction to those tips. Good tips or stuff you already knew or whatever?
They sound like good tips to me. I haven't personally done any of them yet. I haven't, gone to a concert.
Have you had a fairly good success rate?
For the most part. When I went to that concert in New Orleans in May, so last month, that was kind of hard. Like, I was in the queue. I was ready, but I was just on my own. I was it was a solo mission to get them. But it went well. It was a success. Okay. So. Knock on wood for other events. Also, if you keep up with the Kardashians, Kourtney Kardashian debuts her baby bump after announcing her pregnancy with Travis Barker. She showed it at a concert. So 2 days after announcing that they're expecting their first child together, she gave fans a closer look at her pregnancy. Taking to Instagram on June 18th, Kourtney had a baby bump and a series of photos that were taken at Travis Barker's Blink 182 concert, where she made the big reveal. She held up a sign that said, "Travis, I'm pregnant," which I didn't know this, but it served a nod to the Blink 182's music video for "All the Small Things."
I'm sorry. You said.
So Kourtney Kardashian is married to Travis Barker, who's in Blink 182, the drummer.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
And in the music video, from when All the Small Things came out in 15 years ago there was someone holding a sign that said, "Travis, I'm pregnant."
Recreated it for her Instagram. I'm with you now. Okay. Mm-hmm. Actor Jonathan Majors will go to trial in August for domestic violence charges. He appeared in court for just over 2 minutes this morning to learn his trial date. The Marvel and Creed 3 star was arrested in March and has since been dropped from his management team. Also, several major projects that he was working on, too.
And Morgan Wallen in the news again, but not for his voice. It's actually his 2-year-old. So Morgan Wallen's 2-year-old was immediately taken to the hospital on Sunday after suffering a dog bite to the face. Indigo, his son, who's 2 years old, he shares with his ex-fiance Katie Smith, had serious injuries and received stitches after a brutal attack from Smith's dog. The dog was rehomed after the incident. And the 2-year-old's back home and I think doing well.
Awesome. 6:50 right now. We'll take a break, come back with a look at our wacky, weird headlines, including just a really bizarre situation that a school in the UK finds itself in involving a teacher arguing and preaching at her students. We'll tell you why coming up. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Escambia. Today, we're talking trash, specifically boat waste. Starting July 1st, 2023, bulk waste service will be called for pickup. You can schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA Customer Service Department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included and no additional charge.
You may schedule a free bulk waste pickup or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee by calling customer service at 850-476-0480. Check out ecua.fl.gov for more information.
Know what to throw, 850.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements? Trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own? Read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing, and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, final segment wrapping up a Tuesday. Thanks for joining alongside with us and taking part. Always like seeing your text in. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. Your text always welcome. Finishing off as we always do with some wacky weird stuff and good news. And I teased this before we went to commercial. An argument over sexual identity and gender identity between a teacher and students going viral at Rye College in East Sussex.
How dare you? You've just really upset someone. Saying things like, should be in an asylum.
I didn't say that. I just said if they want to identify as a cat or something, then they're like genuinely on that.
Then they've gone,
yeah,
like,
they're
mentally
crazy.
Unstable.
You were questioning their identity.
No, I wasn't a question. I was just saying about the gender. I didn't say anything about them.
Audio a little challenging to hear. So this all started when a student challenged another classmate who identifies as a cat. And she was talking about bringing up, like, you know, a cow and said, like, I mean, if a student's going to identify that, I mean, they're crazy. And the
mentally
teacher
unstable.
And the teacher says that, how dare you? You should be in an asylum because you are questioning this person's identity. And it continued on. Conversation about the sexual identity and the male and female anatomy and all that, and it kind of ended on this.
How you identify. Yeah, I mean, it's not an opinion that we express in this school. No, it's not. And if you don't like it, you need to go to a different school. So I'm reporting you to Miss Willis. You need to have a proper educational conversation about equality, diversity, and inclusion. Because I'm not having that expressed in my lesson.
I'm not so sure that the students are the one that needs the lecture on inclusion there. But like Michael Scott said to Toby, this is an environment of welcoming and you should just get the hell out of here.
I mean, she's arguing. I mean, the kids sound kind of young. Is that?
It's about 13 years old.
I mean, your teacher's arguing with you on that and getting mad at you for it is.
And the threats of, I'm going to report you, go to a different school. You should be in an asylum. You're not allowed to have these opinions.
I mean, even if it wasn't kind of crazy talk, the fact that the teacher's kind of losing her cool,
I know,
over it is a bit alarming.
Yeah, the adults, the adult in the room was not the teacher. I'll say that.
Gonna get a quick look at traffic and weather. Last one of the night. We're looking great on our roads. Our slowdowns on 29 have cleared up, and we are looking good. So if you see anything else, always feel free to give a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. Partly cloudy right now in 84 in Pensacola, 85 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together. Always feel free to call or text in your thoughts, opinions, questions to 850-437-1620. Got to text in. Why are they still in school? Animals shouldn't go to school. That's true, too.
Mm-hmm.
More wacky and weird stuff. The Coast Guard apparently has its own fleet of tricycles. We know this because a Florida woman stole one last Wednesday. She hopped a fence at the St. Pete Clearwater Airport and hopped onto a Coast Guard's tricycle. She then rode it across the active taxiway, abandoned it, and then tried to get on an Allegiant Air flight. She was unsuccessful on that, thank goodness.
Also, what else do we got going on here? A New Jersey high school's graduating class of 2023 has people seeing double. 11 sets of twins are graduating this year at Bergeron County High School, which is a record. The 22 seniors even have their own section in the yearbook. They're graduating this Thursday. Congratulations to them, but 11 sets of twins in the same high school graduating class. I mean, that's absolute insanity to me.
Yeah, that's pretty nuts and very surprising. Another one out of Florida involving a kind of crazy Clearwater story. A Florida woman was found with a baby raccoon in her bag after police officers searched her belongings during a bicycle stop. According to the Clearwater Police Department, the 43-year-old woman was stopped while riding her bicycle and she didn't have lights on it during night. When speaking with the police, she gave them verbal consent to search her backpack. Officers found a broken glass pipe with crystal residue on it. The field test indicated that it did have methamphetamine on it, and this woman then told the police, "Oh, I forgot that the pipe was in the bag. She used it with meth a few days prior." And upon looking into the bag a little bit further, they found a baby raccoon in the backpack. Police said that the baby raccoon was about a week old.
Interesting. Congratulations to 19-year-old Tyson DeCluett. He is the newest school district bus driver for a Colorado school district. Yep, he has had a lifelong fascination with buses, and driving them just feels natural to him. So he was a school bus monitor last school year and went through all the steps to get his CDL before getting behind the wheel. And the school district is calling him an inspiration and a morale booster. Also, congratulations to Price is Right contestant Henry. After winning his initial showcase there, he was celebrating so hard that he dislocated his shoulder. His wife comes up, does the big spinny wheel thing, gets 95 cents, closest that you can get to a dollar. Henry gets into the showcase. He wins a trip to Hawaii there too. So I guess it was worth it.
Yeah, for sure.
Your home for Dave Ramsey. Weekdays 1 to 4 is News Radio 90.